Children, we read a story about trumpets being blown. Do you remember some other stories in the Word about trumpets? When the Lord gave us the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, one of the miracles was a very loud sound of a trumpet. It corresponded to the clear divine truths that the Lord gave us in the Ten Commandments. Another story is when the children of Israel were first entering the land of Canaan. They came to Jericho. And the Lord commanded seven priests blowing trumpets to go around the city of Jericho once a day for 6 days and seven times on the seventh day. And then when they shouted with a great shout, the walls of Jericho fell down flat. Again, the power of the divine truth is represented by the trumpets. And Gideon, the judge, the Lord commanded him to attack the enormous army of the Midianites with just 300 soldiers. And so he surrounded the camp of the Midianites up in the hills while the Midianites were in the valley at night. And then at the signal, his 300 soldiers, he smashed the pitchers that they had, and the torches inside flared up into the night, and they blew their trumpets and then shouted, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." And the Midianites were so terrified that they began to kill each other, trying to get away. Now, these three stories on Mount Sinai and at Jericho and Gideon are using ram's horn trumpets. They're called a shofar. Now you can hear what a shofar sounds like. The Lord also commanded the children of Israel to make two silver trumpets out of metal, and he told them how they were to use them. They were to use them to call the congregation together. And then he said that they were to signal when it was time to march forward, and they were also to be used as an alarm in the time of war to call on the Lord to remember them and rescue them. And they were to play them on their joyful days. Like for us, that would be on Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving and the 4th of July. It's interesting that on the 4th of July, we often have a trumpet playing. And they also played them over their holiest kinds of worship when they offered whole burnt offerings up to the Lord and sacrifices of peace offerings. And now you can hear what a silver trumpet sounds like. Trumpets have a wonderfully strong, loud sound, and so they correspond to divine truths, really clear, strong divine truths coming down from the Lord out of the highest heaven. And that's what they represent in the book of Revelation as well. These truths that the Lord sent down to us because the human race, we had lost track of what was true. We didn't know who is God. We didn't know how to live a good life anymore. And so the Lord taught us over again. He made his second coming and revealed again the divine truths with power and clarity, so everyone who wants to can hear them. The problem is that what happens over the whole life of a church from its beginning to its end is that gradually there get to be hypocritical leaders of the church, people who pretend to believe in the Lord and who pretend to believe in keeping the Ten Commandments, but they don't really. And when they die and come into the world of spirits, the Lord lets them stay there as long as they can be useful by teaching good people to believe in the Lord and to follow the Ten Commandments. And they are willing to teach that because they know that that's what the people want to hear and that's what they believe. But eventually, the hypocrisy just gets to be too much, and the world of spirits becomes clogged with evil spirits, so that the truth, the light of truth, the sound of truth can't penetrate down to us on earth. Then it's time for the last judgment. And the last judgment means carefully, carefully separating every possible person who would be willing to be led to heaven from those who refuse and insist on going to hell. And the way the Lord does that is by teaching the truth with power and clarity, because good people love the truth. It's like the silver trumpets calling them together to the Lord and to each other, whereas the evil people hate the truth and they can't stand it and they go away. And that's what's represented in the story in the book of Revelation. The first trumpet and the second trumpet represent the examination of what the people were like in the center of the church, the land, the leaders of the church in the center, and the people in the sea around it. What were they like? Now, when John saw the trumpets blow, it looked like bad things were coming down from heaven to the people. But what was really coming down was nothing but divine love and wisdom, divine good and truth. But what he was seeing was how those bad people twisted it and turned it into something horrible, and how they hated the Lord's divine love and wisdom. They don't want that in their lives. In the third trumpet, John saw a star burning like a lamp fall into the rivers and turn them terribly bitter, so that people died if they drank of them, called wormwood. That represents what they had done with the Lord's word. The truth, the sweet waters of the river of life, they had turned into wormwood, so that people couldn't get the truth out of the Lord's word anymore because it was so clouded by misinterpretations. And when the church can't get the truth out of the Lord's word anymore, it's done. And that's why with the fourth trumpet, John saw the sun, moon, and stars all darkened. Sun, no love to the Lord. Moon, no faith in the Lord. Stars, no knowledge of what's good and true. And with the fifth trumpet, John saw the pit of the abyss open up, and choking smoke and locusts came pouring out. That represents finding out the state of the learned people, the people who thought they were really smart in the church. Obviously not good. And then the sixth angel, when he blew his trumpet, he was told to set loose four angels, and they went out to kill people on the earth. So obviously they're not the Lord's angels. They represent the people, the ordinary people of the church, who don't get into the arguments about faith alone and so forth, but they love the idea that they can do whatever they want, live as they please, and still go to heaven. Now, for a long time in the world of spirits, they were as if bound by the civil and moral laws. They were afraid of the police. They were afraid of what people would think of them. But now the Lord unloosed their bonds. And so these people began to act insanely, evilly, right openly, until they themselves could see, you know, I don't belong in heaven. I can't live there. That's what the Lord purpose was, for everyone to be able to see who was fit for heaven and who was not fit for heaven. And then with the seventh trumpet, there's the promise of the new church. John heard the angels rejoicing, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ages of ages." And he saw the temple opened in heaven, and what was inside? The Ark of the Covenant, the Ten Commandments. The two great truths that make the new church, belief in the one God who is the Lord, and a life according to the Ten Commandments. Now, the Lord gives us all the truths we need to prepare ourselves to live in heaven. He gives us the truths so that we can sound the trumpet or hear the Lord's trumpet in our own life and examine ourselves while we live in this world. Find out the hidden evils that we have inside ourselves, our bad habits of mind and life, so that we can get rid of those while we live in this world. And the more we practice living according to the Lord's truth, the more clear, bright, and shining it will be, like a trumpet. And the more it will call us together, like the great silver trumpets that the Israelites had, call us together with other people who also love to follow the Lord's word. Amen.